যমুনা তীরবন চারি যমুনা তীর জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় কৃষ্ণ বলরাম জয় রাধে শ্যাম राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जयो राधे श्याम निताई गौरा हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। हरे कृष्णा। समवेत भक्त वृंद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे। कृपया शांत रहिए। हरे कृष्ण। शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 33 टेक्स्ट 4 विरासन डांस। ततो दुंदु भयो नेदु नृपेतु पुष्पवृष्टयः जगुर्गंधर्वपतयः शास्त्रीकस्तद्यशोमलम् ततो दुंदुभ्यो नेदुर् निपेतुः पुष्पवृष्टयः जगुर्गंधर्वपतयः शास्त्रीकस्तद्यशोमलम् ततो दुंदुर्भयो नेदुर् निपेतुः पुष्पवृष्टयः जगुर्गंधर्वपतयः शास्त्रीकस्तद्यशोमलम् निपेतु पुष्पवृष्टयः गंधर्वपतयः शास्त्रीकस्तद्यशोमलम्
तुंदु भयो नेदु पुष्पवृष्टयः चतुर्गंधर्वपतयः श्रीकार यशोमलम्
Any Vaishnavis? Resounded. Nipetuhu fell down. Puspa of flowers. Drishtayaha rain. Jaguhu they sang. Gandharvapatayaha the cheap Gandharvas. Sastrikaha along with their wives. Tat of him, Lord Krishna, Yasaha, the glories, Amalam, spotless. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Kettle drums then resounded.
Speak in the mic. Let us speak in the mic.
Kettle drums then resounded in the sky, while flowers rained down, and the chief Gandharvas and their wives sang Lord Krishna's spotless glories. Purport. As stated here, Lord Krishna's glory in dancing the rasa dance is pure spiritual bliss. The demigods in heaven, in charge of maintaining propriety in the universe, ecstatically accepted the rasa dance as the ultimate religious affair, completely different from the perverted reflection of romance we find in this mundane world. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhirul Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Sapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakharitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. So, this is the description of Rasa Lila. The dance has already been started. So first of all I want to beg forgiveness and beg permission and blessings from all the assembled devotees, especially so many sannyasis and senior Prabhupada disciples are here. Please bless me to speak something on this typical matter. Hare Krishna. So Ras Lila is started in this particular verse. It is said, Tato Dundu Bhayor Nedu. Now after that, Dundubhi, a kettle drums, started sounding. Because Rasa dance is not a dance, it is a Utshava. It is a festival, Rasoshava, Tatrapi Rasoshava. In a Utshava, some essential things should be there. One most essential thing is music. Without music, how festival can be there? No festivities without music. So the music is must, dancing is must, singing is must, of course feasting should be there. Here it is not. Without that, no festival. So here feasting is hearing this description. This is the real feast to our ears, to your soul, to our mind. In Bhagavad Gita is said, Rasayana. Mana Rasayana Katha. It is tonic to heart and ear, mind and ear. So this is the feast. So Tato Dundu Bhavar Nedu, nobody was there to beat the drums. Automatically drums started sounding. Because if some most auspicious things is going to happen, so auspicious symptoms will manifest. So in this whole three world, in the whole universe, nothing can be more supremely auspicious than this Rasa dance. Supremely auspicious event. When Sri Krishna, who is Atmaram, even he is Atmaram, he is doing Ramana. He is doing dance. In his heart, in his mind, there is not a tinge of lusty desire. That's why he is called Atmaram, Avarodha Saurata. But still, he is performing this dance, not like the mundane romance, with his own eternal energy. Nijaswa Sakti, Jogamaya. So when he started this dance, the drums automatically blown. Nobody was there to beat the drums. No drummers were there. That's why it's not mentioned here. Tato Dundu Bhayo Nedu, the Dunduvis, they are not ordinary mundane Dunduvis. Not even celestial. They are directly from Vaikuntha. Even the Devatas, everything, they are from Vaikuntha. They are not ordinary. All transcendental kettle drums, they started beating because this is the supremely auspicious event is happening. Maha Utshava, Maha Mangalamaya Utshava. And not only the kettle drums started beating them by themselves, Pushpavrushti, rains of flowers started pouring down. The flowers, not always we should understand this, nothing from this material world. Everything directly from spiritual world. The flowers from there, spiritual flowers. That flowers, abundantly, they are coming down. And when Pushpavrushti drum sound, so then this Gandharva with all their wives, first they started dancing the spotless glories of Krishna. This is called singing. Krishna's glories are always spotless. Then why it is mentioned the word spotless glories? Because the Gandharva with their wives. We know the Gandharva and Apsara, their wives are Apsaras. They are very, we compare to the most good looking personalities are Gandharva and Apsaras, most beautiful. And they are together, and it is such a beautiful atmosphere, drums, puspa, rains of flowers. But usually the things comes that they must be lusty desires, they must be forced to become more lusty. No, that's spotless. Because they were singing the glories of Krishna. The glories of Krishna is always beyond any kind of contamination. That's why when they sang the glories of Krishna, from their heart the lusty desires vanished. That is amalam, without any kind of contamination, any kind of mala. This amala jasam. When they become purified, they become out of contamination, because they started glorifying the glories of Krishna. He is Krishna. So how we can think that Krishna is in this mundane rasa dance? In the beginning of this Rasa Panchadhyayi, these five chapters, which are like the heart and soul of Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami, he told, actually this Rasa Panchadhyayi is Krishna's Vijaya Utshava. Krishna Vijaya Utshava. What Vijaya Utshava? Now Krishna proves in his pastimes that he is the supreme. He conquered Brahma in Brahma Vimohan Lila, Indra in Govardhan Lila, Shiva in Vrukasura Lila, in Mohini Lila, in Jama, in when he brought the Guruputra, Varuna, when he saved his father. So all the devatas, even Brahma, Rudra, everything. Brahma di jaya samruhudo. Darpa kandarpa darpaha jayati sripatir gopi rasamandala mandanaha. So Swamipada is saying, Kandarpa is thinking himself that I am the supreme, because when Krishna win over all the demigods, even Brahma, Shiva, everybody, Kandarpa started laughing. Oh, I have already won over them. What are you? You are saying you defeated them. I also defeated them. By karma, I have defeated them. So Krishna said, okay, I will take care of you too. So this is Krishna's rasa dance, is to declare in the whole universe the victory over lust. Krishna's victory over lust. Anybody connected to Krishna, anybody sing about Krishna, anybody look about Krishna, anybody think about Krishna, anybody do anything with Krishna, they will be free from this desire. From this hridroga, this kama vikara, they will be free. So Krishna wants to declare this in this five chapter in Bhagavatam. So this is not a kama prabhruti lila, this is kama nibhruti lila. So, how? So, Kamadev was challenging. So, Krishna took the challenge. So, there is a story. It is because Rasotsav happened in Vrindavan only. There is a place nearby called Madan Ter. In Bhagavatam, Krishna also told us, Manmatha, Manmatha. Krishna is Manmatha. Manmatha means Kama. Kamadevi is called Manmatha because man ko matha sakta hai. Grinding the mind. This is Kamadevi. The lust desire is so powerful. Our mind will be grinded to crust, to everything. No power to check it. So powerful grinding machine. The lusty thought. This is that's why the name is called Manmatha. Man ko mathne wale. To churn the mind. Churning like grinding machine to the mind. Who is doing that? The lust, them personified Kamadeva. Is Manamatha. And Krishna is called Manamatha, Manamatha. Kandarpa Darpaha. Krishna churns the mind of Manamatha and make him feel flat by his rasa dance. There is a story said like that. Kamadev, he was thinking that I am Vishwa Vijayi. I am the winner over everybody. Even it is said that Lord Shiva, he burnt him to ashes, but he affected by krodha. And even in the Mohini Leela, he also accepted defeat. So the last, Kama. Kama, Rama, there are two things, either Rama either or Kama. So, when Kamadeva was supremely thinking himself that I am the glorious, Narada Muni, very blissful mood, singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the glorious name of Krishna, he was traveling. Because he is the mind, he is the incarnation of mind of Krishna, Narada. So, Kamadeva saw, Manmatha saw this brahmachari, Narada is brahmachari, unmarried. He said, how come this is so blissful? He is wondering, he is not under me. How can he, in front of me, he can become like that? So he took his bow and arrow, pancha, kamasara, kamavana. Narada said, oh my dear Kamadev, why you are targeting towards me? What you will get? I am here a brahmachari. I am a resident of brahmachari ashram. I don't have anything. Why you are after me? What you will get? You have already won over many, many demigods, this, that. Now why you are so blissful? Nara Baba, blissful. Why I am blissful? So you should take that. If you win over him, then you will be considered as the real Vijayi. Now who is that? Now, I am blissful because I am chanting the name of Krishna. That's why I am blissful. Otherwise, I am not blissful. Who is that Krishna? Now, that's what I am telling. If you can somehow or other by your any power and your trial, you can win over Krishna, then I can accept you. Yes, you are the real winner. Okay. Immediately, Kamadev accept the challenge. Tell me his address and all that. Naraji is international traveler, interplanetary traveler. He has all in his palm, in smartphone, in his palm top. So he share the live location of Vrindavan, Rasasthali. He share the live location of Rasasthali. So he has also network that time always. He got it, say, immediately from there he started to Vrindavan, Kamadev. And before he comes, he said, only you give the location, give some more address, how can I recognize? Only by address, how can I recognize the person? Give me something. So then Narada started giving little bit description of Krishna, that Kamadev can figure him out. So he started telling, he is there dancing. That means he's already affected by lust. Dancing, now yes. With whom? Now he's not alone. Surrounded by millions of most beautiful damsels of Raja. Oh, that means he is already bowled out. He's gone, case. Baba, not only that. But it in the mid of night. Oh, mid of night. In night, Kama power is the supreme. In the topmost powerful power. What are you saying? Yes, in the mid of night, he is alone, surrounded by millions of most beautiful young ladies. And in the bank of Jamuna, oh, and we slow, nice, soothing, good smell, breeze. You know, Kamala Sugandha from Jamuna. cooling, smelling, sweet breeze is there, and so many flowers are there. Such a decorated atmosphere. Kamadev said, I used to do like this to attack somebody. I have these five arrows, the pancha sara, pancha bana. These are all most favorable situation to arouse lust desires, to create lust desires somebody. What you are saying, it is already there. Then what to need? It is already defeated. No, Baba. Not only the heart. And beautiful drum sound, really. And others are singing, and he is dancing. And all the young ladies, they are dancing too. Then Kamadeva said, what is the use of going there? It is already lost. He is already affected by my power. No. You don't know him. He is beyond you. You have not approached him also. Now he just tell me how he looks like. Now he looks like Neelamani, blue like Navanirada, new cloud. And he is always wearing a peacock feather on his head. That's always eternal garment. And Kostubha Mani, Pita Vasana, Bajanti Mala, and a flute. It's very simple music without any complication. The most simple music, flute, is flowing. And the flute sound is so enchanting. If you go, then I cannot describe how enchanting sound from that flute is coming. So you personally go and I give you description. Now you proceed. Okay, I'm going now. The Manmatha, the in charge of last Kamadev, started the journey. And when he came, Vrindavan Samaharada, there was no electricity that time. But by the desire of Krishna, Chandrama in his full sign, Chandani Rat, and it was really profuse light, and everything is so favorable atmosphere, so favorable. And it is stated that night, but so long like kalpa, like Brahma's many kalpas, that so long night. And somehow or other, Manmathadev, he arrived in that particular spot. And when he saw everything so perfectly arranged, so favorable, so mesmerizing, he said, what, I have to use my rifle? It is already, everything is done here. He is already pulled out, I think. But still he is dancing. Anyway, Narada was challenging me. Let me, it is so easy. Because everything is so favorable here. Just by one shot, I can bolt him down. So he tried, took his Kamasara, his Kamabana, and tried to target Krishna. If I can target him, blow him out, then I will be considered as the supreme winner. So Krishna, in a secluded place, Kamadeva was pointing his gun point to Krishna. And Krishna is in dancing position. He's dancing, he's not standing in one position, he's dancing. You must have heard the description in the previous verse, how he's dancing. So, you can say, so quickly, jumping so quick, just like lightning in the sky. He will come, there it is, and 300 crores gopis were there, only 300 crores. All beautiful gopis are there. And Krishna became 300 crores. Krishna. And he will jump in between them, embrace them, kiss them, and come out and stand alone. And will go there and come out in a fraction of a second. In millions and millions fractions of a second. So quickly he will go and come back. He is Krishna. He is the Sarva Saktiman, Aghatana Ghatana Patiyasi Maya. He is the in charge of that Shakti. And he was going so fast and coming and dancing, jumping so fast. And Kamadevi was trying to target, oh, he's there, now I will put the trigger. Oh, no, he's gone. Gopi is there. Now here is a Gopi. I should not shoot the Gopi. I should shoot the Krishna. Why I will shoot the Gopi? I shoot the Krishna only. He is alone. And there millions of Gopis are there. I will shoot only the Krishna. But when he is, oh, now is Krishna there. Trying to push the trigger, he is Gopi. No Krishna. So he tried to put the trigger and concentrating to Krishna alone, shoot him alone. Try. So 1 minute, 2 minutes, 60 minutes, then 1 hour passed, 2 hours passed, 3 hours passed, 3 hours passed, then 1 day passed, 1 night passed. Still he is trying to concentrate and trying to concentrate, holding his rifle or Kamabana and Sara. He was trying his whatever way he can, whatever technique, whatever he has, everything he applied to concentrate to that one person, because he is surrounded by 300 crores of beautiful gopis. He is alone. So how he can target one person who is surrounded by 300 crores of beautiful girls? It is very difficult. And he is, every fraction of second he is looking, coming in front, and every fraction he is going out. So he became almost like mad, but trying his best to concentrate upon Krishna, thinking of Krishna and how beautiful she is, looking at him and thinking of him like that. And what supposed to happen? You heard to about Kamadev. If the garbage can like us, if we think Krishna for hours together, for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, concentrating one-pointedly and thinking of Krishna, looking at him and seeing at him, if we concentrate on him, then what will happen to us? Forget concentration. Even without concentration, if you join kirtan, good kirtan for few hours, then he will become flat. Yes. That's a Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Today is the our in Vrindavan center is Kirtan Acharya Shiva Arindra Prabhu's glorious birthday. So somehow or other Prabhupada expressed desire there should in Vrindavan there should be Akhand Kirtan, 24-hour Kirtan. But how it will happen? Handful of devotees, somehow or other, Andhra Prabhu came quite late in 85 and he took that mission. Various thinking, but somehow he said, okay, I will do that kirtan, Akhand Kirtan. And he was all alone and with few, one or two devotees, somehow or other, he tried his best until now. It is going on even without him. We are thinking sometimes after him, Panjodhpur still there, that day we are remembering. We are thinking how without Panjodhpur, how things will go on. But because of his blessings, because of his power, he has charged this department in such a way that is going on more and more and more broadly and gloriously and more powerfully. Isn't it? And this is the one program in our ISKCON Vrindavan temple which is famous in global. Everybody, if you come to see, when Andhra was there practically, he used to sit before evening arti. That is his slot, personal slot. Sometimes he will come up here when there is special program like Abhishek and all that. Abhishek Kirtan leader is Andhra Prabhu. As long as he was there in Vrindavan, Abhishek Kirtan he used to... Even if Panchagadu president, he will be wait for him when he will be allowed. Andhra Prabhu is the leader in Abhishek. Special program, he is the leader. And that is his particular slot, evening time before Mangalarti. And it was really captivating, messy marriage. People will come only to attend that, not seeing the Lord, to seeing him in the mood of Kirtan. Full jam. Always Andhra Prabhu sometimes took the harmonium, stopped the microphone, shouted at the security, why you are throwing them out? Let them look at me, let them hear the kirtan. Security is out of control. Public is out of... So that was, and that's attraction. This temple has this, this is the prominent attraction, that Akhand Kirtan. Somehow or other going on, going on, going on, and it will go on. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So anybody join this Kirtan program, if it is real Krishna's program for the pleasure of Krishna, not pleasure of our senses, I should be glorified. No, Krishna should be glorified. Then within no time, our heart will clean. Chetu Darpana Marjanam. This will happen. So this this poor fellow Kamadev, he was totally maddened by that ahankar, by that ego, that I am the Kamadev. Even this Brahma, Shiva, this, that, I blow them out. Blow them out. And this is ahankar. And Krishna is ahankar. He will take care of ahankar. He is the person. So he tackled Kamadev. Kamadev was thinking that creating such a favorable situation, the lust will increase, will catch fire, and will increase like anything. Because in the mid of night, when moon, blissful moonlit night, and then smell, breeze, and the wood flowers, wood arrangement, drums, and many other, all his five arrows, what they used to do, million types than his power, it is already there in Vrindavan, the arrangements of rasa dance, by the desire of Krishna, by the supreme will of Krishna, all the arrangements. Or Kamadeva's beyond thinking, he said, I can arrange this sort of atmosphere. It is million times more than that. Million times more than that what Krishna has planned out. His stage, his befitting stage, befitting lighting, befitting atmosphere, everything is befitting. And within millions and billions of young damsels of Raja. And he is the Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesa Sobham. Korodo Kandarpa, they cannot match the beauty of Krishna. Now, Kandarpa doesn't have the mirror. She can see and compare with him. He was thinking that I am the most beautiful. But now in midnight, by seeing Krishna, he is so much captivated. He is trying to concentrate and concentrating and thinking and looking and figuring, targeting him. And one day passed, one night passed, then after that Kamadev became fell flat, totally fainted there. So that's called Madana Mohana, the Manmatha, the demigod who is so powerful that any entities, their mind will be crushed by the lust desire. He is the in charge. Man matha. Man mat sakte hai. But his man will be matha. Crushed by Krishna by this rasa lila, rasa dance. And that rasa dance, how we can think that rasa dance is kama prabhuti? No, it's kama nibhuti. Kamadev himself fell flat. He defeated like anything. He got defeated there. So much defeat that he will never ever think that my rifle will work somewhere now. No, it is gone. Forever it is gone. He accepted with lifting his both hands. Now I am finished. So anybody will think of this Rasalila, anybody will hear this Rasalila in proper way, anybody glorify this Rasalila, and anybody will think of you, what about Rasalila, you are the performer of Rasalila, anybody think of this and listen this and discuss this, they will also free from my zone, they will free from my network, lust desires. So to declare this victory over lust, all over, this is Krishna Vijaya Utsava. Kama Vijay Utsava. That is Rasa Lila. Krishna performed this Rasa Lila not for his pleasure, not for the pleasure of Manitithi. He is Jatmaram. He is pleased by himself. Because to show the example that this is the thing and to declare the victory over the victorious of Kamadeva. Kandarpa, darpa, kandarpa, darpaha. Jayati Sripati Gopi Rasamandala Mandanaha. That is the Swami. Rasamandala, the Rasalila is only a play. The requirement is to declare the victory over lust. For that only, this Panchadhyayi. So this is Kama Nibruta Varnana. So if we ask the Acharyas, as Krishna, as it is performed this, if we really try to understand in that proper mode, in the proper way, then anybody, he will be immediately free from lusty disease from his heart. Lust disease from his heart. So now these kettle drums are not sounding because of Krishna started dancing. Krishna is not a vara, he is dancing always, eternally dancing. The kettle drums is sounding to declare the victory over the lust teacher. Kamadev, Manmatha Vijaya, Kama Vijaya Lila, this Udghosa. Kama Vijaya Udgara, Kama Vijaya Udghosa. That's why Bhagavatam it is called Jayam. In Bhagavatam, in the first canto, there is verse, famous Narayanang Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottam Devi Saraswati Vyacham Tato Jayam. What is that Jaya? This Jayam is Krishnam. This Jaya is Krishna Lila Bhagavatam. He is supremely glorious. That is Jaya. That is not the ordinary Jaya. Sukadeva Goswami is saying this is Jaya because Krishna is the only winner. He is the only winner. Rest everybody is his servant. Ekale Iswara Krishna Arasava Vritya. So in this pastime, this declares that Krishna is the only winner. Even the most powerful Kamadeva Manmatha is crushed like anything. Fell flat. So this Manmatha Vijaya Lila, Kama Vijaya Lila. And Krishna is winner not only over Brahma, Shiva or other demigods, other Lokapalas. This Kamadeva was thinking also, I am the powerful. Oh, come on, come now. So Krishna performed Rasa dance to defeat Kamadeva, to win over Kamadevas. So this Rasa dance. So we should accept this Rasa dance in such a this transcendental bliss. That's what is mentioned there, like that. We should not think of anything mundane. Nothing. Even the, somebody was telling me, even these demigods, the Gandharvas, they are not from the Swargaloka. No, they don't have power. Even Lakshmiji, she cannot get past to go inside. What to speak of? The demigods, how they can see? They are not these ordinary demigods of this material world, of these heavenly planets. They are the demigods of Vaikuntha planets. They are Krishna's party. The drums, these Gandharvas, the wife of Gandharvas, the everything, they are not in this mundane boundary. They are, even Brahma, Shiva, they cannot think of it. They are all Krishna's Yoga Maya Shakti, his own eternal potency, displaying his own eternal potency. So that we can understand how Krishna is totally different from mundane platform. If we can understand that, then we can understand Krishna, and then we will get free from our the most powerful barrier, most powerful shatru is lust, isn't it? Yes. Jahi shatru mahabahu kamarupam durasada. Jid durasada, the unconquerable enemy of the whole cosmos, everybody is the last. That Krishna is also accepting Bhagavad Gita. But that can be controlled through this Rasa Panchadhyayi discussion. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. I always thought that when Krishna was dancing with the gopis, and maybe 30 and maybe 50, but as you say, an enormous amount of life happened to come across in Lanka, Bhagavad-gita, where Srila Rupa Goswami, there are some verses. Many universes can accommodate as in Mathura, as Brahma Vinkas in Vrindavan. Considering this, why should we wonder how billions of gopis could crowd the shore of the Yamuna during the Rasa dance in Mathura district? Interpreted by Rupa Goswami is, according to the Puranas, billions of gopis participated in Krishna's Rasa Lila in Vrindavan forest. Abdut Akilu Raso Vanita Sata Kurga. The Rasa dance was crowded by billions and billions and billions of gopis.
Yes. Thank you. Bhakti Baba Maharaj, something you want to say?
So, how lusty be seen as, you know, just wanting to be recognized or distinction or followers, I mean, different degrees of lust. So Cupid, when he shoots that lust, is it just specifically, is there some, lust can be seen in many different ways. And why do people, is it like Krishna Yayatamam Prapajate, reciprocates with people's desires? So does Cupid shoot the powerful, more powerful arrows to those who want to be lusty, or how does it work?
Actually, the power of Kamadeva is also from Krishna. It is not his power. It's Krishna's power. He invested in him. But he thought his mind, he became egoistic. So Krishna crushed him. So that Durasada Kama is also energy of Krishna. Krishna's, that is Maya Sakti, Mama Maya Durataya. So that Bahiranga Maya, this Durataya, Krishna is still, this is, nobody can challenge. That's Maya Sakti. This illustration is the Maya Sakti. Because this Maya is jad, it's not matter. The power is mine. Mama Maya, it's my energy. So who is there to challenge me? I am the supreme winner. So anything, we are any fraction of Lashrijar, we are bowled out. But those who are big, big demigods, even they can be bowled out by Kamadeva. So that's why Kamadeva is Durasadam. But in comparison to Krishna, he is nothing. So if you take shelter of Krishna, mama maya, mame maya prapadyante, maya maitang karantite. They will be free from that. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So it's also interesting in Shikshamrita, Denakasura is considered as the demon of lust. And the prayer to Lord Balaram is Kamatsara Dakshapu Denukari, who came up in Asura, who is the demon of lust, prayer to Lord Balaram, Kamatsara Dakshapu Denukari. Hare Krishna.
Can you say something of the qualification required to hear or meditate Rasa Lila? It seems like it can have the opposite effect also.
Yeah. Qualification, you have to find the authentic source. Okay? Not from here and there. That is your homework, to find out the authentic source and hear it. Yes, any other question? They are also symptoms. Prabhupada. I heard a story of Prabhupada in 1975 when this temple is going to open. This coming Ram Navami also examination 1975. Gopal Krishna Maharaj was accompanied with Prabhupada and showing that story, they are nice, everything nice. So Maharaj was thinking Prabhupada will still become very happy, oh, so nice, everything so beautiful, so nice everything. So showing we are going like this in temple mandal, going like that, that corner room. These two pigeons were there in the roof. And Prabhupada's very sharp eye, immediately Prabhupada said, even sexual things is happening here now. Maharaj said, how come this is daytime? I am with you, the kirtan is going on, everything is no, this is going on. And the two pigeons are there. Maharaj said, immediately I was thinking proud that everything is so nice, and I immediately crashed. Yes? Prabhupada wanted to say something.
It's really an all-pervading feature in the material world that even in the minds of devotees it is there. But then Prabhupada gave class here, and he noticed that everybody was asleep. So he said, in the material world, everyone is asleep. He was sleeping. Prabhupada, that is a fact. And then he looked at how he saw it and said, but then there is sex. Just see.
You were saved by the bell.
Come. Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki
Srimad Bhagavat ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki